C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de sortir des mots doux.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And this is a pre-intermediate lesson on my favorite thing in the world, cheese platters.
Yeah, who doesn't love cheese? Well, actually, there are
many
some people who don't like cheese, but I love cheese as well. And this is maybe like your specialty, right? This
yes.
one. I love cheese, so I'm actually excited to learn a little bit in this one. So here we have a dialogue between a husband and a wife.
Right. And I think they're addicted to cheese I am.
Yeah.
Because they've got a lot of cheeses that they have in their house.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're talking about what to serve.
Yeah. So there are lots of cheese words in here. So we'll come back and explain them all after the dialogue. Why don't we take a listen?
Great.
Hey, honey, do you want to serve a cheese platter at the dinner party?
Sure, that's a great idea. There's a variety of cheeses in the fridge.
I'm not a big fan of blue cheese. It's smelly.
Other people may like it. Also, cut up the camembert, mozzarella, and gouda.
What about the brie and manchego?
Not the brie. It's the same creamy texture as the camembert.
Oh, and we have some aged cheddar. I like the sharpness.
Whatever you think, dear.
Okay. Are these slices thin enough?
They're fine. And just cut a wedge of camembert.
I'll also put out a mix of crackers that will pair well with all of the cheeses.
Perfect. Spread them nicely on the cheese board. Okay, so we just heard the husband and wife talking about cheeses.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Right away, we have this word, and this word's actually in a different lesson as well.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is asking, do you want to serve a cheese platter?
Right. So a platter,
yeah.
You see the word plate. Almost.
Yeah, it looks
very
like
similar.
Plate.
It's a big plate.
Yeah, yeah. Often a platter, well, in this case, platter has many different kinds of cheeses on it.
Right. Yeah. So you can have a sushi platter.
Oh, love that.
You can have a cheese and meat platter.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A veggie platter, yeah. A fruit platter.
Oh, man.
Anything with different kinds on a big plate.
Yeah. And of course, because they're big, they're usually prepared for parties.
Yes.
Yeah, for lots of people.
Or at my house where I just eat cheese.
Love that.
Right. So they're having a dinner party and they're going to serve a cheese platter. And the wife thinks this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And well, one of the reasons is because she has a lot of cheeses in the fridge.
Right. A variety or many kinds mm-hmm. of cheeses in the fridge.
Yeah.
Now, I'm confused. Cheeses?
Well, cheese is normally an uncountable or non-count noun.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about a variety...
Different kinds?
Different kinds, yeah.
So you would say I have three cheeses or like a four cheese pizza.
Yeah.
There it's an adjective, so it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll sometimes see four cheeses and that means four different kinds.
Yeah, yeah. So if you, like you could also say this for fish, like many fishes. Now, normally that's wrong, but if it means kinds of fish or types of fish, then it's correct.
And coffee and teas.
Types of coffees, yeah, yeah.
It's different kinds. But in the grammar section, take a look at that because it's talking about primarily how we describe how to eat cheese.
Yeah, this is a huge thing. Using uncountable and countable nouns is really confusing.
And quantifiers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So take a look.
So telling us how much.
Mm-hmm.
So...
The husband, what does he think about those blue cheese?
He is not a big fan of blue cheese.
Yeah.
So let's first talk about blue cheese here.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good.
So... Blue means mold.
Yeah.
So bacteria is in there and it turns the cheese blue.
Yeah. So it's like when you, if you leave something like, well, meat especially, mm-hmm. or bread out for a long time, it changes color.
It has a fur on it.
Yeah.
Like hair.
Yeah. And normally you should not eat that. But cheese in this case is okay.
Right. So now blue cheese, if you've ever had blue cheese, and there are many kinds, it's very smelly.
Yeah, yeah.
So smelly, stinky.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever eaten chou tofu, just means smelly or stinky tofu.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So strong, and kind of bad smell.
Yeah, smelly is usually bad. And so because of this, he says he's not a big fan.
He does not really like stinky cheese.
Yeah, you can use this all the time. I'm a fan of romance movies.
Is that okay. true?
Well, actually, I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of action movies.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Closet.
Yeah, right.
Movie. Yeah. If you like something you're a big fan of, or if you really like it, if you don't and you're trying to be polite,
mm-hmm,
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, so yeah, it's exactly like you said. It's really polite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but the wife says, you know, maybe you don't like it, but maybe other people like it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she tells him to cut up the, and we've got some cheese words here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Camembert.
Mm-hmm.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella. And Gouda.
Gouda.
Right. Yes.
So, camembert. And if you, again, check out the culture section, there's pictures.
Yes, pictures.
Of these cheeses.
Yeah.
And a couple of other ones. And camembert is flat.
Yeah, yeah.
And round.
Yes.
And white.
It's white, yes. So, this is actually very famous globally, around the world. It's so famous. It's one of the first special cheeses that I learned about.
Right. And it is a French cheese.
It is
so
French,
that's why you don't say camembert.
Yes. The pronunciation, be careful. It's camembert.
Camembert.
Yes.
And it's a very soft, yummy cheese.
It is very yummy. What's the next one?
Mozzarella. Now,
right.
Do you normally say mozzarella?
No, that was me pretending to be Italian.
So generally we say mozzarella.
Mozzarella, yeah. And where do you find this one?
It is on pizza.
Yeah, so if you like pizza, that means you like mozzarella.
Right, so it's very melty.
Yeah, and it gets, when it melts, it's really stringy. When you pull the pizza slice, it's like a string. It doesn't separate.
Right. And the last one is Gouda.
Mm-hmm. Now, the pronunciation, of course, is not Gouda or Gouda. It's Gouda.
Gouda.
Yes.
And it is a Dutch cheese from Holland.
Yeah.
It's a semi-hard cheese.
Yeah.
Not too soft, not too hard.
Kind of medium, hardness. Yeah.
I love Gouda. Smoked Gouda.
It is so Gouda.
Oh.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha,
ha. Funny joke.
Funny joke.
So what else do we have here? The husband is asking about these two other cheeses.
Right. So the brie, not brie, but brie.
Right.
And Manchego.
So brie is from France.
Yes.
Right.
And it is very similar. It almost looks the same as camembert.
Okay. So you could be confused with camembert and brie.
Right.
And the taste?
Second one? And the taste, I think they taste the same.
Okay, yeah.
They're slightly different, but not too much. And then Manchego is a sharper, hard cheese. And it's usually made from goat or sheep milk, not from a cow milk.
Yeah, it's from a sheep. And she also said a really good word there. She said it's sharp. And we're going to see that in
just
a
bit.
Yeah, so hang on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So is the brie a good idea?
Well, I think that it's not a good idea. The wife says because it has the same creamy texture as the camembert.
Right. So we talked about how camembert is very soft and creamy is anything with milk in it, like ice cream is creamy.
Like, ice cream creamy, yes.
It's like smooth.
Yeah, smooth. Yeah, it's not hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So because they already have camembert, they don't need brie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the texture, what is texture?
Yeah, it's just how something feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So words that are, texture words are like smooth. Mm-hmm. We've been saying smooth.
Rough.
Yeah, that was the opposite. Yeah, rough is the opposite. So things that are smooth, a baby's skin is very smooth. It has a smooth texture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and things that are rough, like maybe a road.
A road.
Yeah.
A wall sometimes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If it's not painted nicely or like a cement.
Yeah. Sometimes things are bumpy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And now what else does the husband find? He finds some aged cheddar.
Yeah, aged cheddar. Now, right away, be careful of the pronunciation here. It's hard to say. Aged cheddar is difficult to say. So actually, the D and the Ch become one sound. In fact, it just sounds like this. Aged cheddar.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like there's no D.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I often enunciate my consonants more and speak more slowly, I guess. Aged cheddar. So
yes.
I will actually make that. Also because I love aged cheddar.
Trying to make it stronger.
I'm emphasizing.
Yeah. So aged then is?
Old.
Old, yeah. Just it has a longer age, an older age.
Right.
Yeah.
So a house can be aged.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
My car has aged a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty. If you say something that you own is old, you can say, oh, it's aged quite a bit.
Right. And we say old aged or middle aged or teenaged.
Or teenaged. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In this case, it's just, so it's old cheese.
Old cheddar cheese.
Cheddar is just a really common, it looks orange though, but not usually, right?
Well, usually it's orange,
okay.
But the orange is bad for you.
Ah, okay. So actually orange cheddar. Oh,
so go for white aged cheddar.
White cheddar is better.
Right. And if you see American cheddar,
uh-huh.
This is actually what I call plastic cheese.
Oh, yes.
It's processed cheese.
Yeah.
So it's...
In a factory.
In a factory.
Yeah.
So not natural.
Right. Not natural.
And usually it comes wrapped in plastic.
Mm-hmm. So white natural cheddar. And if you want aged.
Aged.
And why would you like aged cheddar?
Because it has a sharpness to it.
So here's that word sharp. We use this to describe taste for cheeses, right?
It's a strong taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you don't like blue cheese, you would call it maybe smelly.
Smelly, yeah.
I call it sharp.
Ah, okay.
Because
it's
a positive thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just means a strong, strong taste.
Yeah, some cheeses don't have a strong taste, so they're not sharp.
Well, cheddar, if it's mild cheddar, no sharp taste.
Not sharp, okay.
Brie, camembert, they're not sharp.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're mild.
Got it.
That's the opposite of sharp.
All right, so then the husband wants to know how to cut the cheese.
Okay, so Connor and I
are having a
laughing.
Problem here.
the expression "cut the cheese" means something completely not cheese related.
So please don't say "cut the cheese" as I just did.
We want to say "slice the cheese."
Slice the cheese. Yes.
To cut the cheese means to pass gas.
Yeah. And so, that's something that's a different smell that you do not want that smell.
Anyway, he's wondering how to slice the cheese, and he asks, are these slices thin enough?
Right. So a slice here is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a piece, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's usually thin.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Otherwise, it becomes something else, which we'll talk about.
Yeah. And like, for example, when you buy bread, bread is usually sliced. It's one slice of bread. Often a pizza, one piece of pizza is a slice.
Right. So the noun is slice, a slice of pie, for example. The verb is to slice.
Right.
Or to slice up.
Yes. Yes.
And the adjective is sliced with a D at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's actually one more kind of word that also means piece. And the next one is that wedge.
A wedge. So this is like a triangle.
Yeah, yeah.
So camembert and brie, because they're so soft, you don't slice thin pieces.
Yeah,
You have like you cut a bigger triangle.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so it's a bigger triangle because it's so creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Slicing Camembert is like impossible.
Right. Yeah. So now the husband has got the cheeses all organized.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's also going to put out a mix of crackers.
Right. So put out, like it means place, to put something out. And the out part is like a display.
Display.
You're showing people.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you are having a meeting.
Yeah.
You have prepared different papers for the meeting. Mm-hmm. You will put those out on the table for people to see.
Yeah.
You will spread them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. So they're also going to put out a mix of crackers that will pair well with the cheeses.
Right. So crackers, opposite of cookies.
Yeah. It's like a salty,
savory
cookie.
And not sweet.
Not sweet. Yeah.
Not sweet.
And they're great with, of course, they're amazing to eat with cheese.
Right. So the verb here is pair. Now, notice it's a verb.
Yes.
Not a noun.
Right. Yeah.
So
pair means
mean?
Two, right? Pair, like a couple is a pair, a pair of pants, you know. But here it's a verb.
Right.
Because there are two things.
Matching.
Yeah. Very simply. It just means they're matching. They go well together. They match well together.
Right. And often you think about food and wine pairings.
Yes. Yes.
So what food matches what wine. So you know what to serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the culture section, there's actually a couple of pictures on how to choose what pairs with what.
I always wonder that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what pairs well with this. You know, if I'm eating chicken, should I get red wine or white wine?
Definitely white wine.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what does the wife think about all his hard work?
He thinks it's perfect. So she says, spread them nicely on the cheese board.
Right. So he's going to put out the crackers. Mm-hmm, she says, spread them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's kind of the same. Yeah. So spreading means something over a bigger area. It's not just in one place. It's in a larger place.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the place is the cheese board. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
We said earlier cheese platter.
Ah, so this is actually another word.
Yes.
It has kind of the same meaning though.
Right. Now, often to be fancy, people will use a piece of wood.
Yeah.
And that is called a board.
Yes, yes.
So it kind of, it makes the cheeses taste better,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it definitely looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a cheese board looks really nice.
But a cheese board and a cheese platter, exactly the same thing.
Yeah,
just
same
one
idea.
Is a plate, one is a piece of wood.
A piece of wood, yeah. And
but
you
the
can
same.
Spread them on there so we can eat them.
Yes, yum yum.
Yeah. Well, this is making me really hungry.
My stomach's growling.
Yeah, why don't we listen to the lesson one more time?
Perfect.
Hey, honey, do you want to serve a cheese platter at the dinner party?
Sure, that's a great idea. There's a variety of cheeses in the fridge.
I'm not a big fan of blue cheese. It's smelly.
Other people may like it. Also, cut up the camembert, mozzarella, and gouda.
What about the brie and manchego?
Not the brie. It's the same creamy texture as the camembert.
Oh, and we have some aged cheddar. I like the sharpness.
Whatever you think, dear.
Okay. Are these slices thin enough?
They're fine. And just cut a wedge of camembert.
I'll also put out a mix of crackers that will pair well with all of the cheeses.
Perfect. Spread them nicely on the cheese board.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue one more time about cheeses, and you know what? My stomach is growling. I'm so hungry.
Right, and I mean, I'm an cheese addict or a cheese snob.
Yeah.
Cheese and wine are my specialties.
Yes, they
are. And often for dinner, I will have cheese, wine, and crackers.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Not very healthy, but very easy to do.
Yeah, for sure.
And I usually have at least 7 cheeses in my fridge at all times.
Wow, that's a lot of cheese. I'm jealous.
It's an addiction. It really is.
Yeah.
So what about you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's camembert, mozzarella. What do you like to eat? What are your favorite cheeses? And if you like pizza, that means you like mozzarella.
You do. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't like cheese, mm-hmm. or maybe you're lactose intolerant, meaning yeah. you can't physically eat cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes you sick.
Yeah. So let us know. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Do you feel the same way I do about cheese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hope you do. But if you don't, or if you eat plastic cheese, well, that's okay.
Well, we won't judge you.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll look forward to those comments and talk to you later.
Take care.